We are up to Daf Ayin Amar Aleph. Says the Gemara, top of the page. Amri Nehadoyi, they said in Nehadoyi, Loi Kasvinen Urchese Ametaltli, you don't write a Shtar Hasha. Shtar Hasha is if I, it's like, what was it called here? A power of attorney. Shtar Hasha is a power of attorney, where you basically have all the rights, and not only that, it's more than that. You actually, I'm giving the money over to you. So therefore, when you go collect, you have a right to collect because you are now the owner. So you don't write this urchase when it comes to metaltlin. Amar Avashi la'meimer, Avashi la'meimer. My timer, why not? Amale, he said to him, Meshum de Rav Yechon, because Rav Yechon. What's this for? Top of the page. Amar Rav Yechon said, Ayin, 78. Amar Rav Yechon said, Gozal, if you stole 70, A, that's it. Probably wrong. If you stole, V'loi nisiyai shohabaylim, and the owners did not abandon hope. Shnei minchal hagdish, and neither of them can make it hegdish. Zeh, the god of obviously cannot make it hegdish. Shnei mishaloi of the zeh levim mishusay, but neither can the other guy make hegdish. The owner because not in the shus. So the same thing over here. Since how can you say to the shliach, you go ahead? So therefore, how can you go ahead and give the shliach the hashah? How can you give him over to him? You don't. It's not in your shus. You can't give anything over. It's not in your shus. And Rashi adds, top of the page, Rashi, Shun Rabbi Yechon, the hoyil the ainah b'shus habaylim, since it's not, you're the owner, but it's not in your control, right? It's somebody else's control. Ainu yochel haknois l'shlich, how do you make a shtar uchas and give it over to the shlich, that owner, shlich, you own it, I cannot give ownership, transfer ownership, something I don't have control. Karka is different, this is metalton, here therefore, because karka, wherever it is, belongs to the owner. Im ovad, if the shliach lost it, yochel lachzel l'tvoy miyad ha'nemon. He can go back to the person that he gave it to and say, hey, where's my item? You shouldn't have given him a shlich.
How do you ever have a transfer of debt?
You sell it. Mechira shtar is, you sell.
A shtar is
only a shtar. You can't sell a milvav.
A shibut, like a shibut that Rabbi Nosson would say, I owe him, he owes him.
That's a chiv in the tailor. The tailor says that the chiv is moved over to another person. We have a thing called Maimus Shloshim, where if all three people are standing, I can transfer the thing over. We'll soon see. Okay. That's one version. Ikid Amri, another version is Amri Nadoi, they said, Loin Kasvin and Urchase. Do you know when you don't write an Urchase? Only Amital to the Kafre. If the person is mining for you denies, if the person is mining denies that he's holding it for you. However, the kafir, the only reason because he's denying it, therefore the mechzik is shikra. So how can you make a shtar hashah when it looks like a lie? You're giving a shtar hashah to shliach, where the person that supposedly is mine of you says he's not mine of you. So, and any shtar that looks like a lie, we don't allow you to write. Avaloi kafir kasvinim, but if the person is mining it, does not deny it, then we allow him to write it. You could write a shtar yichaser. That's number one. I mean, he said also, Urchasa, if you do a shtar hasha, if you say what you're giving to the shliach, the ownership, the loy kasev, if you don't write in there, zeal doin, I want you to go and to and defend me or advocate on my behalf. The zochi, sorry?
Litigate.
Yeah, but not exactly litigate, even though you're fighting, just to advocate on my behalf in cases of fight. The zochi and be zoiche, the apik lenafshech, and take the money for yourself, lesbe mashosha. If you don't write those words that you keep the money yourself, that you have a propriety, then there's no mamashes to the whole thing. My time of white. Shunam leheir, the other guy says to him, lav bal devorim de diak. Otherwise, the person is mining. Where you come in the picture? I took it from Yankel, and Yankel come in and get it up. However, Amar Abayi, it doesn't have to be total ownership. If he even tells him you only have a chelik in this thing here, once he can get involved with part of it, because part of it is his, so therefore he's allowed already to tie and advocate on behalf of the whole lot as well.
I use the word for doing go sue the defendant in court.
Okay, so I'm litigate, okay. I'm going to say the Meimah says e tofes lemav kinemenei. This shtar hashah, because you gave legitimate right to the shliach to own it, if the shliach decides after he picks it up from the nitveh decides to keep it, you cannot take from him because you actually gave him ownership. And Rashi learns two pshatim here. Rashi lemav kinemenei. Afagav the lekosebe apinavshich. Even if he didn't write that lashon, keep it. If you gave him a shtar hashah, that's what a shtar hashah is. So he can keep it. Lich nachrina. The e tofa shliach. No, no, it's not talking about if he didn't write. If he didn't write it, then he cannot keep it. But the e tofa shliach, if the shliach grabbed, seized, momen shahaiti, the money that he took away from the person's mining it. The ikvei la'atmi held it for himself. Lo mafkin and mene. We don't take it from him because you wrote in the Shtar Asher that he owns the rights. Even though you only did it in order for him to be able to claim it on your behalf, but eventually you want it back. Too bad. But the fact is, you wrote in the Shtar Asher, keep it. It's yours. Kach matzasi kosav shul again. Is a ikar.
If you've got property, not property, only metal. I'm talking movable property located somewhere, and you can't go and get it yourself, and you want to appoint a shliach, what do? How do you do?
Shtar Asher.
Sorry?
Shtar Asher. It's only if he's kofre. Who said he can? We said it like this. He cannot write if it's kofre. That's halacha.
No,
second opinion.
Kofre.
Yeah. Only if he denies it. If he says, I don't owe it to you. Yes. If he says he doesn't owe you, you got to go yourself and fight it. Who else is going to fight it for
about
you?
About handing over the chayv.
Oh, you could, but then you have no guarantee.
Someone owes me $100. Now I'm short of cash. I give him the money.
You
say,
sell it. You can't give
me $80, and you take the rights.
Yeah, of course, you could. The chayv and the reise, according to some others, in the lamon.
So how is that different than a urchsa?
Because this is, you're talking about a shtar. The shtar has a property attached to the shtar. Shtar is like karka. What does it have to do with what we're talking about here? We're talking about metalton. Metalton here is so the only way to do it is, but you're giving you're giving much more than just a power of attorney to this guy. You're giving him ownership in order that he should be the baal dvarim. But you really have to trust him that eventually he'll give it back to you, because otherwise. He said, you gave me a shtar that says it's mine. So you got to be, you have a very trusting gentleman there.
As a shliach, you can't go and litigate.
No, la bal dvarim, we have all the time.
Can you give it to him and make another shtar with him that he owes you that?
What do you mean?
That's your insurance policy.
It's another transaction.
Yeah, but that other shtar is a different kind of shtar altogether. It doesn't have that same mamushas.
There's one against the fellow who's got your metal to him, and this third party here comes in the middle.
And then there's your appointee.
And the other one, that appointee, you and the appointee, as to what happens once.
Yeah, but what kind of shtar do you have? If he says, I owe you, a member of Ksav Yad, he says, I owe you, means nothing. So it's not so. You have to work out something. Either do a shtar. There's different. You can do something. But you know why would then this guy do you? The guy's doing you a favor. What are you making so difficult? Come play goodbye. Go find somebody else. Not so simple. When guys do you a favor, you can't demand too much from them. Rav Ashi says. Rav Ashi says, tough limit. If you grab it, you cannot take it back from him. Rav Ashi argues the Maimon. Rav Ashi says, Kivan de Kosre, if he writes in this document of Hashah, Kosre, called him is ani mendina kabilik alai, he says, whatever costs arise from this dispute, I take upon myself. Now, if this shliach owns it, why is this guy taking upon the other guy, the sender, taking upon himself all the costs? It's clear that he's only putting the shliach. So he can go later and tie it, it's mine because you gave it to me. Then why the other guy taking, why in the world is the guy doing a favor and giving you all that money for nothing, and he should also pay for it? For the hitzos of going to court. Doesn't make sense. He said, he made you a shliach, and therefore if you grab it, he can take it right back from you. Shliach, Shavia is a shliach. Others say, shoot for Shavia. Others say, by writing that lashon, I'm taking responsibility, that doesn't necessarily mean that you have nothing in it. That we're partners. If the shliach says, I want to keep half. If it's partners, he has a right to keep half. If the pshat is not partner, you're just a shliach, he has no right to keep it all. He has a shliach, Shavia is only a shliach, and he can't keep it. So according to halacha, it's all taken care of. You just put that lashon in the shtar, and then you're protected. Mishnah. Okay, gonav al pishnayim, you stole based on two people. There were two items, so you steal, and for that you pay double. Then v'tovach u'mocher al piyim, and then these same two people saw you shecht or sell al piyim, for they for what? So of course you chay four or five times. But what about oya pishnayim achedim? Two people saw you steal, and two other people saw that you shechted it. What happens then? So it's not the same two pairs of Edim. Can you combine the two Edim to make him pay? Now, the four or five will not be a valid Edis unless you rely also on the Edis that he stole it. Because otherwise, because Shechta Melavot, maybe it's his own animal. So they need the other Edis. So like two sets of Edis to come up with one story. I mean, we have a rule of, you know, Dover Lechatz Dover according to some. So yet, the Mishnah tying it clearly, Mishalom Tashlumi Abov Chamisha, you still pay the four or five times. We'll soon see the Gemara why. Now, maybe according to everybody. Gonav umocha b'Shabbos. If you stole and you shechted on Shabbos, the din is yechayv misa. So we have a rule: kamle b'derabbanan, you don't pay dal v'hei. But if you sold on Shabbos, selling on Shabbos only with the rabbanon, So if you sold on Shabbos, a good sale, so you got to pay four or five times.
Well, doesn't the shit have to happen simultaneously
Yeah, when you shecht on Shabbos, you chai miss.
The Geneva and the shchit.
I stole it on Thursday and I shecht on Shabbos. There's no chiv Shabbos. We'll see later in the Gemara about if you throw it into a case where it happens on Shabbos. But this is not talking about you stole it on Shabbos. Gone up on Macha b'Shabbos, you stole it. We'll soon see. We'll soon see the Gemara talk about how it's possible to come to Dami starts in the Geneva. In the Geneva part. So we're talking about a case where, let's say, even if you stole on Shabbos, you're not chayim misa for the stealing of Shabbos. The guy is claiming that's chayim misa, and you sold it on Shabbos, so there's no kamud rabbane, so you got to pay. And gone out from mochel avodah zarah, or you stole it and you sold it avodah zarah again. There's no chayim misa, so you pay. Gone out the tavah gibbon, you stole and you shechting your kippur. Now, what's the punishment for shechting your kippur? Kodesh. And the chunyim ben akana holds by kodesh. We had in Merksu the lamed aleph by laflamed that kodesh is you say kamud rabbane, but we don't hold that chunyim ben akana. We hold that kamud rabbane is only by misa. And not by kodes. You get malchus, and by malchus also we say kamer the rabbi ain't like him mishalmin. But we have a rule that we live a ton of chizki when it comes to dini misses, even though it was b'shegig. So even if it was b'shegig that you don't get misa, you're still potter from paying money. Anything which b'mezid you would say kamer the rabbi. If you did that same thing b'shegig, you also say kamer the rabbi. But when it comes to malchus, we don't do that. But malchus dafke if you did it b'mezid, you receive malchus. You don't. But if you don't get malchus, then you do pay. So it's talking about a case where it's b'shegig. So therefore, there's no loike here. You say you pay. Gonav mishalavi. If you rob your own father, and the tovachu mocha, you shacht and you sold it, and the achakach meisavi. Your father died later, so you're one of the yoshim. But when you did it, your father's still alive. It means you now have a. If your father died first and then you shechted, you don't pay the alavi because I have a chelik in my animals, like I'm shechting my own. But if my father didn't. My father passed away later, when I shechted, he was still alive. So therefore, I owe him already that chiyuv. And because I owe him that chiyuv already, I have to pay it. To all my brothers, their share. Let's say it's $100, and there's five of us, each one gets 20. Gonav v'tovach, you shechted it, you stole it, you shechted it, v'achikach chigdish, after you made hegdish, doesn't matter what you do afterwards. Once the chiyuv starts, you owe the money. What you do afterwards is your cheshbon. Mishalim, tashlumi, abok, in all these cases, you pay above a chamisha. Gonav v'tavavua, you stole it, you shechted not for your own benefit, but for the fuo. I would have thought maybe since it's not your own benefit, you don't have to pay four or five times. I look lovely more to feed my dogs.
Your refu means someone else's refu, not his own.
It makes no difference. The point is not eating it. I'm not doing it for eating. So maybe I would have thought that this is like a different kind of a case. I would have thought. There's mission, no, it isn't. All the dogs is the dinner just full chayv, according to everybody. Abe, what about hashoichid v'nimtzas treifa? You shechted to rabbi treifa. This is called a shechita she'ein ruah, a non-suitable shechita. We already learned a few times. Rabbi Shimon holds that a shechita she'ein ruah is not loy shmo shechita. So according to Rabbi Shimon, we'll see in the Mishnah here, you didn't shecht it. Yeah, you don't pay four times. You didn't shecht it. But we don't hold of that. So hashoichid v'nimtzas treifa, you shechted properly to rabbi treifa, or hashoichid chulin ba'zora, you shechted chulin da'zora, which is forbidden, but we're talking about over here in the Mishnah, we'll learn it's only the Rabban, because if it's the Reis HaLechayda, then it's Asa Bahano, it's not a Yishchita. Mishalim Tashlum Mi'abo, the Chamish, you pay four or five times. However, Shina Paita Bishnei, he parted these two, because it's Shchita Nirua. It says the Gemara.
When you pay a damage, you have to pay a damage according to the value of a
Treifa. What do you mean? No. But why the value of a Treifa? You took a good animal, you shechted, you pay four or five times the value of the animal. We had before, B'shas HaMad
Abedin. When you shechted and find a Treifa, it means it was L'chayla Treifa when you stole it. Let's see what's got the hole in the language, which already had it 2 days ago.
Well, you have to pay the value of the animal before it was shechted, and that's it, we didn't know it was Treifa. So therefore you pay as if it was a whole. What would a person pay for a whole animal? We have a machlek is only even the Rosheini, with a Shas HaMad Abedin or a Shas HaSvicha.
Well, you meant to shechted.
Rav Shimon said,
but because he thought it was going to be kosher.
Rav Shimon said it turned out to be it's not a shechita, it's not called a shechita. It's negay a lot of halachas regarding avodah zarah, whether it's considered shechted avodah zarah, regarding Shabbos, whether he chayiv is considered. Says the Gemara, lema masnitzin the loyker Rabbi Akiva. Our Mishnah that says we have two sets of two edim, one group saw you stealing, one group saw you shechting. That is considered a good edis. Al chayde does not work out Rabbi Akiva. Why not? Could eat Rabbi Akiva if it Rabbi Akiva ha'amad din Rabbi Akiva say. Dover, the loy chatzi dover. Rabbi Kiva said dover and not a chatzi dover. I ate him, have to see the entire thing. Time we learned. Omer Rabbi Yisi said, Kishaholach Abba Chalafta. When Abba Chalafta went, my father Chalafta, Rabbi Yosi ben Chalafta, my father Chalafta went to Rabbi Yechonah ben Nuri, Lil my Teide, to learn Teide. The Amdil, others say Rabbi Yechonah ben Nuri went to Abba Chalafta, went to Abba Chalafta to learn Teide. Omaloi, he said to him, let me ask you a question. You know, when it comes to people having more, that if you live on property, you have to have, you know, keep your mortgage deed, your documents. If you lose it, after 3 years, we accept that you own it because 3 years is a chazakah. What happens if we have not one pair of Edim that says you were there 3 years, we have one group that says you were there 1 year, you know, Tavshinayin Dalud, another group that says you were there Tavshinayin Hay, another Tavshinayin Vav. Do we combine the three to say you were there 3 consecutive years or not? The first year in front of two people, the second year in front of two people, Shlishi, the third year in front of two people. Ma, what's it in? He said, Harezu chazoka, it's a chazoka. He said back to him, Afani Yom Kain. He said, yes, it's a chazoka. Says he back to him, Abba Chalafta, Rabbi Yechonah, one another. Afani Yom Kain, I agree with you. Ella, I want you to know it. Rabbi Kiva Chayli Bedava. Rabbi Kiva does not agree with you. You can dover, it has to be a complete edus. Here, it's three separate edus, and to make one edus doesn't work. So the chayda amish the same thing. Amish also combining geneva and tvicha. You can say it's Rabbi Kiva. Me loy moide Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva is moide b'shnayim oimrim kiddush. What happened? Two people come along and said this woman is engaged to this man. The Shnayim Oimim Bod. Another group said we saw them having intimate relations. Now they're considered married. But the second group of Edim without the first group is garnished. If you're supposed to have intimate relations, you mean they're married. So therefore, here we have two halves of Edim, and yet it's a valid Edis. And Rabbi Kiva will be Moedim. Now, why should this be different in the case of Chazaka? The Avagav, even though the Edim Bia Tzricha, and the words like this Edim Bia Tzricha Leidushin. If you have Edim that say that we're intimate together, it's not an Edis unless you have the first group of Edis that they're engaged. We don't know they were engaged, just because they're intimate together, male of us. What's that do with them getting married? Nothing. So the second group of Edim needs the first group. However, Kivan the Edim Kedushin Leitzricha Leidim Bia, the first group does not need the second group. The first group is a whole Edis. They were engaged. That's a fact. Who cares if they had an intimate relation or not? We saw them engaged. So giving her a ring. So therefore, Dava Karinabe. Since regarding one group of Edis is called Dava, the other group automatically also called the Dava. Same thing in our case here. The Edim who said that he was geshachten need the Edim who said that it was stolen. Otherwise, he may be shachten his own animal. But the Edim that said that he was stolen, they don't need the Edim who said that it was geshachten. And if you don't know geshachten, for the fact that you stole it, you're chai very careful. So that's a complete Edis. And if one group of Edis is complete, the other group of Edis. But in the case of Chazaka, each group of Edis only saw 1 year. What's 1 year? 1 year doesn't is not an Edis. Even though the Edis tvichet tzichel edigneve, the Edis tvichet need edigneve, or bekiven the edigneve like tzichel edigneve, the edigneve do not need edis tvichet. Dover kerinabe, call it dover. It's called dover. It doesn't matter. So therefore, it's different. Okay, Freddy Gimode. Okay, so we stand up a Kiva fits into our Mishnah because since one pair of Edis is considered on its own independent, so is the other. Rabbanon who hold that even in the case of Chazaka, you can combine all the Edim together. What do they do with the Pasuk Abishnaim Yokum Dover, like Chatzi Dover? You know, Yokum Dover. It's like this. Rabbanon, what do they do with Dover, like Chatzi Dover? To might, a different thing altogether. Lemuti might, to might what? Lemute Echot. In order for a girl to reach puberty, you have to have two sides. Two sides is b'makom era. What happened? Echad oimer lemuchi echad lemuchi echad oimer echad begaba. I saw one here begaba, but me my colleagues are showing you where exactly gaba is. Rashi says gaba is see it here literally real easy. I saw bekishri as boiser by her fingers. So many people say Rashi is talking like a euphemism here. It means b'makom erev, somewhere around the b'makom erev, maybe on top. And the echad oimer, echad bekisa, I saw in the stomach, also around b'makom erev. Each one saw one hair around the area of the puberty, but each one did not see the other hair. So each one didn't see anything. In the case of the 1 year, he saw a complete year. He saw something complete. They saw complete what they could see. Can't see in year one, year two. You can't see in year two, year three. So each one saw what was complete that was shaykh to see. Over there, in the case of the hairs, they did not see complete. You saw only one hair. When there's another hair, b'shas ma'isa there, you saw a half aged. That's no good. Big machlek is a shaynim. The Rambam argues machlek is a shaynim. But those places, we actually had in Kedushin and Tesis. late ones, where a man is not shaykh. Where a man is not shaykh to the union, do we say, except the women, mahatayda? Is only takanas chachamim that we have no bray, like in Ezra's Noshim, we talk about in the shul, something happened. Do we rely on women ages mahatayda, because men don't go there? Or is only takanas chachamim? We're no men there. What happens if a woman saw murder? The fact is nobody else was there. How do we accept that ages? Or don't we accept that ages in halacha? Big machlek is shoyim and achreinim until today. Sorry, yeah.
Isn't this like we're just looking for an example?
But you see, this is a half an ages. The other one is a full ages, but the other one is you saw as much as you could. Teisa says better. Teisa says that the other that in the case of 1 year, you actually achieve something. Because if they ate him only so 1 year and you don't end up keeping the property, what happens? You got to pay back now the real owner all the value. So the Aedis actually achieved something for the fact of 1 year. So when the Aedis achieve something, maybe not the full picture, but they achieve something with their Aedis, or Tesla, that's like actually achieve something. So then the Chacham say, of course he counted. And 1 year, he keeps you nothing. Yeah. We'll have more Marmakas, the Avav and Beis. There's nothing to do with this. We'll sing more Marmakas, the Avav and Beis, if they have to see each other or not. Did the ages they saw? They saw the murder, but didn't see each other. So that's a different issue. Let's. Hi, Chatzi Dob Freddy Gemara. So if one guy saw 1 year, another year, it's not only a chatzi dov, it's a chatzi, it's only 1 8 for each thing. What are you talking about? Elamuti shnaimim in two people. Echad begavav, shnaimim echad bekris. So they saw one here over here, one here over there, two other people. Each one had 2 ages, but they only saw one here. Hani amri ktani, ivan amri ktani. What are the poets saying? Each one saying, he's a ktani, each one saying, I only saw one here. So therefore, that's the chacham and meida is not a good edis. Let's just do Rashi. Chatzi dov, see echad one here. First of all, lines, v'chatzi edis. Eid echad yesh lesar upshita laveis. Of course, it's no good. Akatik tani hichol leimit staffi. They don't combine. Why? Because each one is still saying she's a ktana. Avu legabi chazaka kulam meidin shayim muchzva. They're all saying he was a muchzik. The question is only quantity of time. So Rashi learns not that I achieved anything in my ages, but at least my ages is a complete just missing. It's a full age of whatever I could see. That's what it seems to be svara Rashi. Whatever I could see, I saw the full ages, but I can't see it now. I'll see tomorrow.
What if you're saying ages over the 3 year period?
No, what's the problem?
But you're only saying about 1 year, so you can really see the whole 3 years.
How can you say, what do you mean, 3 year period?
If you're saying it over the 3 year period, if you're saying, I know from 1990 to 1993 that they were there for 1 year. It's not like after
1990.
Can you keep it
on
your
camera? It is. Never smack it. It's sitting in my face.
Must have dropped it. Whatever.
You're not saying yes or no about
the other.
So what is the testimony? The testimony is at 1990.
So you can't give Aedis on the 3 year block.
We're going to have a Cheska the Batim that if you see one night living in a house every year, that's her chazaka for 3 years. So well, you don't have to see every single day of the year.
Right, but it's over the 3 year
period. Yeah, if I say I saw, that's enough. If I saw a month here and a month there and a month there, that's 3 years.
Yeah, but you're the one eighth.
It's 2 years. Yeah, that's good. That's perfect. That would be perfect. That was. That was.
Out of the 3 years,
you're saying 1 year, but I don't understand what the other 3 years mean.
My question is, you're saying you're seeing the whole picture, right? You're seeing as much as you can see.
You said I saw in the first year he was there.
But 1 year is really nothing.
What do you mean?
3 years.
No, but 1 year, I'm saying. So Rashi's saying, in the 1 year, I saw whatever. I can't see more in the first year than what I saw in the first year.
Right.
So that's enough. So I saw a third. So I saw a third Aedis. I wasn't there. I wasn't looking the second, third year. Why didn't I see? Not because he wasn't there. I wasn't looking. It didn't interest me. And the second guy, the second year, third year. He's not saying I was there and I didn't. He was not there the second year, not there the third year. That's not at all. That's a chosha. That we'll see in Cheskel Batim when you have to see him there. Yeah, if you're b'shas near the b'shas chayde, the chopstas for the flamet. Okay, back to the Gemara. But gona for mocha b'shabes, it says in the Mishnah Yechayi. For the Gemara, Vatanya potter, it says another place potter because the chayde come with the rabbanei, and he's potter just by stealing on Shabbos and selling it. He's ready to come with the rabbanei or potter. So how does that work? Why you chayiv? Because there's no iser of misa here. There's no iser of misa. You got to pay for what you for you selling. However, what does the Braisa say that you are potter? You know what the Braisa is talking about? Kitanya he the potter. That's talking about. But Amalei said to him, "Akoit te'ena metein nasi." He said to the guy, "I owe you money, right? I have to pay you. You know what? On Shabbos, cut down a fig, and when you cut the fig in exchange of the fig, I'll own the cow. So when is the mechira? Only through a chil Shabbos. The kinyan. The kinyan is chil Shabbos. What's the kinyan? You cut down the fig as payment. So when you cut the fig down as payment and you sold it to me at the same time, come with the rabbinic. That's what the rabbi is talking about. The tikkun l'gnei vasech. Tez already asked. We know that ain't, that you cannot buy. You can't buy metatlin with paydis. A chalipin bepeda. What's going on? So Rabbein Tam's mechadish over here in a few places. There's two kinds of chalipins. There's a chalipin where I give you a handkerchief in exchange, you give something, and you give me right back the handkerchief. So it's only a symbolic thing. The other thing is we're mamash a swap, $50 worth of animal, and I'll give you, and you know what? In exchange, chalipin, I'll give you like hamachli part of a chamoy. That's a different kind of chalipin. That's where I get exchange value, and that pay that you could do. So this is what I'm doing here: take figs, exchange of the behesis. Of the animal. Yeah, that's also chalipin. Hamachli paru chamayin. Exactly. So when do we say ain chalipin v'peid? This is talking about a symbolic one, but not this kind of one. So in order, right? She said, so therefore, there's mis involved. V'chivan d'chi, Amri, so we ask you a question. V'chivan since, v'chitov alei kamon bedina, if he would summon, if the, let's say, the owner of the figs, would collect, would summon the other guy to a din teira. Give me back the figs that you collected. If this would have happened, and the guy did not give the animal to the buyer, and the buyer then takes him to din teira, hey, either pay me for the figs that you took, or give me my animal. The bezin would not paskin that we should pay for the animal, because he's going to get killed for what he did anyway, and come with the rabbinay, mechay benafshehu, hamechinam achir, there's no sale either. I have a hard time understanding what the most question is. Why is it mechila? The fact is, I sold to you. Because I'm coming with the rabbinate, therefore, why shouldn't the sale be a sale? What's exactly the svar in the Gemara here? The Gemara is saying, since come with the rabbinate, I cannot subpoena you to Bezin and say, give me back my money. So therefore, because I can't say, give me back my money, so therefore, the whole sale didn't happen. Hard to understand exactly what the svar is.
It's
never chal. What does that mean? The fact is, you took the money, you took the tainim, and I took the animal. So why isn't that a kinyan? And Rashi doesn't explain anything.
That is the payment.
That's the exchange for the potter.
Yeah. Okay, so now if I would summon you to court, I couldn't demand it back because you get killed. Because come to the rabbinate. And therefore, but the fact that you did take the animal and I took the animal. Why shouldn't it? It's as if to say, because you paid with your life for what you did, it's like. So the money somehow or another is no longer tagged to an animal. It's no longer tagged to an animal. But why not? Well, you did it. Well, you accepted it. Why shouldn't it be? It's hard to say. You can't just imagine that it happened, but it happened.
What removed the shibud of that money to that item?
What happened there? So Rashi says, because you cannot demand it, lav mechiri. But why not? So the Achreim talk about it, but they're all shveres svaros. If you look in the Achreim, oh, Shveres Svaris. Elova Papa Pazes. I'll tell you what's going on here. Ba'aymala, he said to him, Zroik Gnevasa l'chatzera. He said, throw the Gnev into my chatzer, and therefore, when it lands in my chatzer, I'm koin of the animal. So the Mechida took place, not when you threw it, but when it landed. And when you chay for hachnasa, because you took it from Shazarab and Shazayachid, is when it landed. So the isa of hachnasa is when it lands, the hanacha. So therefore, the isa of Shabbos and the isa of Mechida happen at the same time. Come with the rabbi, and that's why the brayso on Yipata. Let me ask you a question. We know that when am I koine? As soon as it enters the avir of my chotzer, I am koine l'choide. When am I chayiv? Shabbos only when it lands. It's not at the same time. The only one who holds that I'm chayiv of Shabbos, even when it's in the air, is Rabbi Akiva holds klute kimishahun chadami. Rebbe holds klute kimishahun chadami, but only if it's sailing through a house. But here, if it's sailing outside an open space, Rebbe doesn't hold it. Rabbi Akiva klute, if it's hanging in the air, it's sitting on the air and pockets it. Keeps on moving. So I can rest it as soon as it entered my space. And so too, I'm koina as soon as it entered my space. Taze already asked, L'chedi, you're not koina until it goes into within your wall. So Taze, maybe it's talking about it when you threw it through the wall, not above the wall. That's what Taze wants to learn. Says the Gemara, so L'chedi, Keman, Kerab, Kiva, Dama, Klut, Kimishun, Chodam, Mikudi, Kerabon, if Rabbanon, Kivan, the Mati, L'chot, Sebei, say Rabbon, hold, as soon as it enters your airspace, kon, your koina, as an acquisition. Obele, in your Shabbos, Le, Mechaev, Ad, Mati, Lara, Shabbos, Mechaev, until it lands on the ground. Taze already asked, this is very different than the Gemara we learned in Ksuvta of Lamed Aleph, the Gemara that says, if you throw a spear, Dal Dam, Chilz Arba, the Seif Arba, and in the middle of going, it rips a shirt. I'm potter because come with the rabbinate because akida tzorech hanochi, because the malacha starts from the akida and the malacha doesn't only happen at the moment of hanocha. It starts the akida and the aveda continues all the way through. So we had the same thing. What's going on here? When you threw it, you did the akida, throwing it across the wall. It's a continuation of that malacha when it lands. So it's happening all in tandem. So Tesis there says Rabbi Yemiya argues on that, basically more in Gittin of Nalef. So here also this Gemara will only go according to Rabbi Yemiya. That's what he wants to say. So Linu Shabbat B'chayv Matal Ada. Rashi is Reginev L'chatzedi. This is Rashi L'chatzedi B'Shabbos. V'ani et l'chomois, I'll pay you. V'chein Osi did that. Konu L'keach. So as soon as L'keach is Koine, v'zen Chai Misa, you Chai Misa. Must be Rabbi Kiva Dama, Ba Zaydi Klima Hukunami. What's going on him? Zaydik Meshus L'shus. Kivan Shekolta Avir. So the Avir, according to the way Rabbi Kiva learns, the way Rashi understands it is, not like it's as if it's sitting on the ground. It's sitting in the air, but it's like, not the pshat is that the item is flying through them. Where's it resting? The way Rabbi Kiva learns is the item is staying in one place. It's the air that's moving. So therefore, the air, because the item is hanacha, as soon as it enters the Shus HaYach, it's right by hanacha. Because the item is sitting in one place, and the air, the one air pocket pushes the next, and next, and next, and next, and keeps on moving. That's how Rabbi Kiva understands how it travels. So therefore, kluta, when the air captures it, it's coming to hukadam, as if it's sitting, not but karka, but in the air. So but Ashin Shabbat is different, yeah. Yeah, but your arrow is what's pushing the air to pack this to move. It's all like one thing.
So
according
to Rabbi Kiva, if I'm standing, Rabbi
Nate talks about Arichas and how we understand.
According to Rabbi Kiva, if I'm standing, let's say here's a street and here's one house and here's another house. I throw it; it comes through his airspace. It's klut k'mashulcha. It's absorbed. It's his.
That's right. Yeah,
100%. But then it lands lapoil in this one.
So you have to obey this. We had it.
That's legabe Shabbos. But what about legabe Kinyan? That's what I'm asking.
But he had no intention here to be koina. Doesn't matter what.
Oh, we have to have intention also.
But Kenyan, the only time by Kenyan works is.
We have a Kenyan Makne.
Yeah, it has to be. Because it went through somebody else's house, doesn't make it his.
But maybe I didn't have intention to be Makne this guy either. I stopped, I threw the thing, it happened to go through.
Yeah, but we're talking about a case, I'm buying it. I'm buying your animal. I'm buying whatever this. We're throwing an animal here. Remember, we're going on over it. This is. You're throwing a sheep over the wall. A cow may be a little bit hard to throw over the wall. You're throwing a sheep over the wall. I mean, picture what's going on. We're not talking about. We're talking about Dal the Hay here. Yeah. You continue. Mishav Shabbat Nimtza Chiyav Shabbat Chiyav Mechir Boink together Shabbat Chotze Koine Lekeh Koine the Kibin Tzorgon Nua Kimono Dami. Why is the Avir Koine in the airspace? Because eventually it's going to fall down, so therefore the Zif is already mine up there. So the more answers Lekeh is not happening, according to Chavim, it's not happening at the same time. And no, even according to Chavim, but Oymer he said, I'm scared the wind will blow right out. So sheep can go flying. I don't want to be kind to the sheep because then I'm it's my responsibility till it lands. What happens if the wind comes and blows right out of my property and then it's my loss? When the sheep lands, it's mine. And you chayv hanocha when it lands, like hachamim. Adje tenuach, until it rests. So that's what Abaye says. That's how come to Rabbanei, because I said I'll be kainer only when it lands and you chayv Shabbos at the same time. So Mechida and Shabbos happen at the same time. Rav Amar, Rav says, Le'ilam, ki Rami Bachama, we're following Rav Bachama, Osnan Osra Teire, if you gave a gift to a harlot, that gift cannot be used on the Beis HaMikdash, on the Mizbeach, because it's a Teiva. Va'afilu bo'al imoy. This guy, is the harlot was his mother, and he gave his mother a present. Now, L'chayde, with his mother, he's Chayiv Misa. So the Chayde come with the Rabbanei and says, Rabbi Muhammad, even though if the mother would summon the son to a Bezdin, hey, where's the present? You promised me $500 present. Where is it? The Bezdin would never mandate that he has to pay, even though he promised Rosh Hashanah, because he's going to get killed. Come with the Rabbanei. So even though Bezdin cannot force it, we will still, but if he did, oh, exactly. If he gave it, possible death. Same way our case. True, it was if the guy would say to him, you cut my figs, pay me the money, and the Bezdin will never make him pay because he gets killed. But if he did it, it's a good mechida. In other words, come with the Rabbanei is only when Bezdin is mechayiv you, not if I voluntarily decide to. Come with the Rabbanei, it seems to me right here, does not pattern me from paying you my chayvus. Come with the Rabbanei, patterns me if there's a chayv that's mandated according to the Torah. You're mazik somebody, you have to pay money, you're stealing,
so
you pay money.
It's an illegal agreement.
But if it's an agreement that I made, and just because come with the Rabbanei, if I have to pay my loans, it doesn't work that way. So therefore, that's what the Gemara's conclusion is. What the Gemara's happening is, I'm not sure. Yes, sorry. Yeah.
Why does he have to pick such a
global gem? Maybe incest is more common in those days than Eishes. Who knows? You know that Tishbav is coming up. You know that Nebuchadnezzar, the Gemara says, Nebuchadnezzar gave three warnings to Nebuzaradan, the butcher who later became a Yid. That this, he told Nebuzaradan, the first thing is, the Eibishter hates illicit relationships. Don't try to seduce their married wives because they will never join, they'll never follow you. Or another version is that they will follow you and they should be very upset. But in the first version, it seems like it wasn't a common thing for married women, but mothers and children, different story. Different world. Actually, the truth of the matter is, 20 years ago, I would have said that today's world never would happen. We're living in these times. If she would have demanded from her son, take it in, would we tell him, stand, Havla, give pay your asnan, even though she would have taken him to court, we would never mandate that as to pay her, but if he did give it to her, Havi asnan, it's a chayv that he owes her, the chayv is still there, it's not dispelled, and therefore it's a teva, and the kite can bring his bech. It's a mechida. Think tomorrow.